The College Experience Week 7 FCS Football Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL, promo code March30. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. OddsCrowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season-long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else bet the other side. Sign up at betteredge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOR Edge.com. Promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience FCS. I believe week 7. They're counting week 0 as week 1. I don't fucking know. 7, 6.5. I don't know, but it's FCS week 7 apparently to the world. And my name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. Woo! That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined. I mean, come on, let's just get some music going. Let's just have some fun here. Where is my Dundee music here? Here we go. Let's give him a different Dundee music. Oh, it's different but similar. All right, give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP, the DFS god himself. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
Hey, what is up, man? How we doing this fine day? I'm loving the tunes.
Dude, I mean, that's a different one too. I mean, the one I normally hit you with is this one. It's similar.
This is my jam here. Yeah. That one's my jam, but the other one's pretty solid as well.
Yeah, man. I even got the street music when he's in New York City. I mean,
it's not bad.
Dundee just hits you on all different sides here, man. But here we are. Look, I know last week was probably tough for the whole world to watch FCS. I still did. I actually had a good run from a gambling side because I divided up the screens. There was a ton of basketball going on. Obviously, that took first, you know, precedent, but I did have the iPad. God bless ESPN Plus, but I had the iPad with some FCS games, and believe it or not, I mean, they all came down to the wire. Like the whole season has been going, I feel like, for the FCS. I know you probably didn't get a ton to watch because March Madness was going on, but now we're gonna cover this thing thick and thin, and obviously this thing is going on until May. There's gonna be an FCS playoffs in April and May. So if you thought, hey, what are these idiots talking about over here? We got football, guys, and we were covering it before. Like, things heated up in college basketball, so we kind of had to drop the torch for a little bit. But now we are back covering FCS football, man. And so,
by the way, we got a pretty good record here picking all these games. I was just about to pull it up, but for some reason, our college football picks website was showing the NBA guys. So I know I was hovering like I think about like 60-61%, and that's you know, picking every game against the spread, and you were not too far behind me. So for the first year that we're really following this, I think you know, we're picking these games pretty well if we can pat our own self on the back.
Well, dude, I mean, I actually bet a few. I want to say I went 4-1 on my actual bets in FCS. I started out 4-0 on Saturday, and on Sunday I bet on one game and I lost. And that was a brutal loss because
was it the Jackson State game?
Yeah, I had it.
Figured.
I had it the whole time.
I watched a little bit of that yesterday during the day on replay. And I'm still surprised they lost to Bama State.
Yeah, Bama State though, trolling Deion Sanders, putting an old shot of him back when he was at the Falcons, struggling and keeping it on the scoreboard for the entire day, I believe.
I love it. I love it.
I love it too, man. So here we are. Dude,
can we get to, hold on, before we get into the games on Saturday? Obviously, we have more March Madness this weekend starting on Saturday. Can you tell me why in the hell do we not have some FCS games tonight, Thursday night, and especially Friday night?
I think I know why, because they released this schedule before they found out that they were switching the tournament schedule. So if anything, they catered to changing it because they thought on Thursday and Friday, everyone's going to be watching college basketball.
In 2020 and 2021, the name of the game is flexibility. You tell me they can't bump up some of those games a day.
I get it, man. I get it. They should bump them up a day.
They're missing out on a huge opportunity. There's no sports unless you watch NBA, which if you do, well, then hey.
I watch NHL before I watch NBA, but that's just
right. But come on, man. Thursday night, Friday night, no college basketball. Baseball starts next Thursday.
Well,
I mean, prime opportunity here to get some viewership.
Well, let me tell you, next Thursday, not this Thursday, next Thursday, Sam Houston State, Northwestern State. We also have a Tarleton State game. And then on Friday, we have Northern Iowa, South Dakota. So
that's even more retarded because baseball is opening days next Thursday. And now, I mean, granted, there's not always overlap between baseball and football fans, but why not do it this week when there's nothing?
I think they were thinking that. Yeah. I mean, I think they were thinking that Thursday and Friday would be NCAA tournament Sweet 16. Cause if you look, even last week, they didn't do it, but the weeks prior they had Thursday and Friday games. So I'm only making that assumption. I don't know any of the fucking schedule makers. I'm just saying that was my guess, was that they came into that thinking, oh, this is going to be Sweet 16. Let's not do this. So I get it, man. But here we are in week 7 here. And last week, I mean, in case you live under a rock, you know, and you weren't watching FCS football, there was actually some great games. But JMU, the top team in the country, did not play. They had some COVID issues. They are playing William and Mary this week, and we'll touch more on that in a little bit. But to highlight last week's scores, the big shocker was North Dakota, who a lot of people thought was the best team in the country, went to the Fargo Dome to take on the Bison and got beat by 21, 34-13. North Dakota State still dominating that rivalry. Just when everyone thought North Dakota was going to run away with this thing.
They said, hang on, wait a minute. We're North Dakota freaking State. We've owned you for as long as I can remember. And they just big brothered them and said, hey, well, you guys are having a nice little 4-0 season. Wait 1 minute here. I mean, yeah, you know, give the Bison credit.
Yeah. And I mean, that I think is one of the big storylines. Then also Southern Illinois, who was just, it was red hot at the time. Now granted, Southern Illinois had quarterback problems. They start Stone Labanowitz after he comes back. He leads them from behind to take care of Youngstown State the week prior, but then they play South Dakota State and they lose 44-3. Oh my gosh.
A Jackrabbit's looking pretty sharp.
And Stone Labanowitz, 8 of 9 for just 41 yards and one interception. So I don't know what happened with the Salukis, but damn, did the Jackrabbits destroy them.
Well, that brings up a pretty good question. Like, so who do you think the best team in the country is right now?
If you had asked me before, I was going to say North Dakota, but can I make a case? I don't know, man. I think South Dakota State, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Potentially, they dropped a game, right? Who'd they lose to?
I believe South Dakota State. Well, they got
it was North Dakota, right?
Yeah, it was North Dakota. So I think you know, I don't know. I mean, but I think we should touch on the Virginia Military Institute, VMI, 4-0. They came back down double digits against Samford, to get it done. I mean, they ended up going for two in overtime, which was just pretty wild because I didn't feel like they needed to go for two, but they get the 2-point conversion. They're 4-0. They're first in the SoCon. This is their best start in a long, long time. VMI doing a great defensive team as well, despite giving up 37 to the air raid. That's a big storyline. Maybe we should talk, you know, I know Weber State's another one that we haven't watched much of because of the season, but they're really good. I feel like how about Rhode Island? Rhode Island took down Albany in overtime. Rhode Island goes to 2-0. They play Delaware this week. Things should be interesting. Delaware, that's another one. You could make the case, Nick, for Delaware. I know they didn't play last week, but I think the couple times they've stepped on the football field, they have dominated. Let me hit you.
Well, the total score is 68-3 in those two games.
So, I mean, I know they haven't played as much as the other teams, but you can make a case that the Blue Hens might be playing the best football in all the FCS.
Yeah, they just haven't played the level of competition that South Dakota State has. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously through two games, they look freaking dynamite, but and I think that they are deserving of like a top 10 ranking, but let's just see them as the season progresses here.
Well, and I mean, North Dakota is a team that beat Southern Illinois 44-21 and also took down South Dakota State in South Dakota. So those are three good wins besides that loss to North Dakota State, and South Dakota State hasn't played North Dakota State yet.
Right. Don't write them off yet. Obviously it's just one loss to North Dakota State. You know, most seasons you lose North Dakota State, it's almost expected. So it's not like it's a bad loss by any means. So yeah, you know, North Dakota's right there as well.
All right, so this one, just to kick things, actually, let me read a commercial before we kick things off. Let me tell you that the College Experience, FCF show is brought to you by WynnBET. College Hoops is back, and WynnBET is live, bringing you the action of real sports betting and online casino play, all produced by Wynn Las Vegas. Get in on all your favorite teams, Cinderella stories, and tournament upsets. Don't miss out on the madness, generous promos, generous odds and parlays, all happening right now at winbet.com. Get started today and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 risk-free bet. That's amazing. You get a $500 risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. I'll put it like this. I'm going to hit you with the WynnBET that you're probably going to want to do on this episode. Me and Nick will both pick our favorite FCS play to play.
I like it. I like to win bets. I like WynnBET.
Yeah. Everything.
What do you got to lose?
I mean, let's just, okay. First, I mean, I can't believe this game's at 8 AM on Saturday for me on the West, 11 AM.
Well, I will say, I'm sorry to cut you off, that it's a good thing that there are some early games because March Madness doesn't start till I think like 2:30 Eastern time. So at least, you know, us college football nuts can get in a couple games before the madness starts.
Yeah. And San Diego going to be up to a tall order here because the 8 AM on the West is when this game will tip. So these San Diego players, going to have to travel all the way to South Carolina to take on Presbyterian. Now San Diego has just been a money team ever since. I feel like Jim Harbaugh coached there. This team's 2-0. Presbyterian's 1-2, but Presbyterian, I believe one of their losses was, they lost by 17 to Davidson, but they also
lost to Gardner Webb.
Yeah. In overtime. So
yeah. And they beat Morehead State. Morehead State's a pretty bad team. But for me here, I mean, you got the Southern Cali boys traveling to Clinton, South Carolina. Have you ever driven through Clinton, South Carolina? It's kind of mid-state.
I don't believe so, but it's possible.
Probably not, because nothing's there. So talk about two like polar opposites, San Diego and Clinton, South Carolina. That's a long trip, man, especially the early game. I almost feel like they scheduled that game a little early to give the home team a little extra advantage there.
Well, this line is 18 points.
That's too many, right?
I mean, but then you look at some of San Diego's wins that they've had. I mean, they're fresh off of a 14-point win against Butler.
Butler's not that good, and they only beat Drake by three.
I think it was last year's schedule that I was looking at that they destroyed everybody. But yes, this you got to take the points, right?
So San Diego's 2-0, but they're 0-2 ATS. I think they were favored by 21 or so against Butler, and I was on Butler. So yeah, I'm taking the points, man. I mean, what we've learned with FCS is that whenever you're in doubt, take the points.
Yeah,
you know, because it seems like most games. Sometimes the offenses are kind of limited. A lot of games are close. You got a team traveling across the country for that early game. I'm all over Presbyterian plus 18. Obviously, San Diego wins. They'll probably win by 14 or so.
Yeah, I mean that's a brutal. I would just think you'd be asleep at the wheel. For a little bit of that. So let's get to the other action. This one I'm actually really excited to watch. You know that I am a Blue Hen fan, right? The Blue Hens are my team, currently ranked at number 11 in the FCS top 25. And do I see Rhode Island? Rhode Island is number 18. So there you go. There, Rhode Island got that a stud quarterback transfer from Maryland. You might remember Kasim Hill from Maryland. So far, he's 31 of 53, 363 yards in the air. One touchdown, two interceptions, a little concerning. But he also, you know, has had a couple scores running as well. Him, you got to like the running back Kevin Brown Jr. 20 rushes, 141 yards for the undefeated Rams. Oh my gosh! Can we? Let me just get it going here. Let me just. You got to ram it, man. And I can tell you, you know, who's ramming it for the Rams is Ivory Frimpong, their wide receiver, 14 catches, 186 yards and one touchdown. This is in two games, dude. So he's averaging what, seven catches a game? That's a problem. Maybe you want to guard him. Maybe you want to guard him. So there we got the Rams, you know, that right now they're currently, I believe, let me double check and make sure this is still 9.5.
9.5, I'm seeing.
Yeah, 9.5 point dogs to Delaware. This game is in Kingston, Rhode Island. Nick, what do you think about this game?
You know, congrats to Rhode Island for opening the season off 2-0 with both wins in overtime. I don't think anybody expected them to beat Villanova. I don't think anybody expected them to beat Albany. Last week I was on Albany. But I think here's where their luck runs out. I think Delaware is the much better team. This defense, this Blue Hen D, has been crushing it. I mean, they limited Maine to 112 total yards, and they have forced five total turnovers, and you know, in both the two games combined. And I told you a couple of weeks ago, this is a year of Delaware. Every time I've bet on Delaware, or Delaware State, any team from Delaware, they've won. Plus Biden's president, so I'm rolling with Delaware again. I'm actually locking this up. I think Delaware wins by two touchdowns. I will lay the 9.5.
Gobble gobble.
All right, that's my Blue Hens. So look, Delaware's my team, dude. They're my team. I got the T-shirt Delaware football in the closet right now. And the first time they touched the ball this season, Nick, the opening kickoff, they took it to the house. So they've been winning the whole season. They haven't trailed yet this year. Led by quarterback Nolan Henderson, 34 of 51, completing 67% of his passes, 7 yards of completion, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. And what I like is Dejon Lee, their running back, 22 rushes, 120 yards. Like to see them commit a little more. They do with this two running back system, like you've seen all across the board in the NFL and college football as well. Corey Spurrell is the backup that gets a lot of carries as well. He's got 17 catches or touches on the season. Receiving the ball, I mean, they got two really capable wide receivers in Pitts and Coleman, both with 113 yards in their two games. Gene Coleman, the second, 11 catches thus far, so averaging 5.5 catches per game. I'm on the Blue Hens too. I love this play, man. I think
like Rhode Island only scored 10 points in regulation. It was 10-10 against Albany. Obviously they won 17-10 with a touchdown in overtime. Albany's defense is nothing to write home about. Now they have to face Delaware's defense. I mean, they may only score in single digits this game.
Yeah, it's going to be. And I expect Kasim Hill, even though, like I said, Maryland transfer and he played good, decent on the FCS level, or I'm sorry, FBS level. I expect him to get challenged by that Blue Hen defense. And Danny Rocco, former Richmond coach, did some great things at Richmond. Let's hop on over. That's the game I'm most excited for in the morning, but I will say these next ones are pretty loaded in the morning. I'm talking about Incarnate Word sitting there at 3-0 against Nichols. Nichols was looking great until they just ran into a buzzsaw in Sam Houston State, a game I was on the wrong side of, but Nichols prior to that game had looked good. But here you have Incarnate Word, who's undefeated, and you know, I've been impressed with, I mean, they, what they did to Southeast Louisiana, which I was kind of bullish on. They put up 56 points on that Lions defense. And, you know, I know they gave up 45 and that's concerning, but I was impressed with Southeast Louisiana out the gate against Sam Houston. I know they lost that game, but they covered for me. Incarnate Word. Should we start? Is it, you think there's something real here, or is it just bullshit? I mean,
no, I think it is real. And actually this is another game I locked up. Give me the 6.5 points. Look, Incarnate Word through three games, they've put up 48, 42, and 56 points. Quarterback Cameron Ward has been outstanding. He's already passed for over 1,000 yards in those three games. You mentioned Nichols just lost 71-17 to Sam Houston State. You know, and the week before that, I think they only beat Northwestern State by a touchdown, and Northwestern State is not that good. So I don't know why Incarnate Word is getting a 6.5. I think that's too big. I think this game could be more like a pick 'em. If anything, I mean, maybe Incarnate Word should be favored. So I think 6.5 is too much. I'm all over the road dog here.
And Kevin Brown, the running back for the Cardinals, Incarnate Word, 36 rushes, 503 yards, getting 14 yards a rush.
That's like Tecmo Bowl stats when you play Patty C.
Exactly, man. Get this guy the ball. That's concerning. Well, I think Nichols, because they blew out.
Hit me with some music. Hit me with some of that Tecmo Bowl music real quick.
I got that Tecmo Bowl music loaded up and ready to go.
Damn, that's Colby running all over Patty C.
Look, they're going to be playing that a lot at the stadium because Kevin Brown, 14 yards a rush. Get that guy the fucking pill. All right. Now you hop on over to Nichols, and you know, the same reason why I took Nichols and against the Sam Houston State team, even though I got my ass destroyed that game, Lindsey Scott, and he got injured that game. 63 of 103, 61% completion percentage, 8.5 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and running the ball, he has 250 yards rushing on the season. This guy's a dual threat quarterback. Perhaps I guess I could understand them favoring Nichols because of that. They destroyed it. Is it possible they just had one bad game? And if
how healthy is the quarterback though? That's the question also. Is he good to go?
That's, I mean, I struggle to get great intel on the FCS ranks. But I just
considering they're a 6.5 point favorite, you have to think that he's playing and he's fine.
Yeah. But I still am concerned, even though I know Incarnate Word gave up a ton of points last week. I think when you give up 70 points, I don't know how you just come back from that from a psychological point of view. Give me the Cardinals of Incarnate Word, Patty C's favorite Cardinals of them all. So let's now
hop. Locking it up also or no?
No, I am not going to lock that one. Is this a Nick Dant? Is this a,
it's a lock, man. Yeah, you gave me two locks in a row. Yeah. I'm locking up Delaware -9.5. I'm locking up Incarnate Word +6.5.
Wow. Okay. Okay, well, let's hop on over here where I'm very concerned for the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota, because I'll tell you, man, I've been watching Youngstown State the past couple of games, and I feel like they're getting better, man. They are getting better. Coming off of a nice upset win, Youngstown State against South Dakota. They won by 18, and the week before they barely lost. They barely lost to South Dakota State 19-17. And the week before that, Southern Illinois in a one score game as well. So
we knew they were getting better. Me and you were both on Youngstown State. We knew that maybe they started off 0-3 or something. We knew they were due for a win.
Brand new
and
coach were, too. I mean, the more time he gets, the better they're going to become.
Exactly.
But I mean, North Dakota, the Fighting Hawks, you know, Tommy Schuster's had a great year, even, you know, with that loss to North Dakota State. He's 100 of 153, 992 yards, 8 scores, 3 interceptions. And that they have two good backs in Skona and Otis Way. I'm assuming that's Way. And even Garrett Mag at wide receiver. This team has been great all year, but if you look at this line, Nick, Youngstown is catching, what number am I seeing here?
I think it's 11 now. It opened 11? At +12.
I am all over this 11, dude. I am. All
I bet it at plus 12. And you know, it's funny because this, I only locked four games up all weekend, but this is another one. So this is like three in a row. So people are probably listening, assuming I lock up every game. That's not the case. We just happen to do three in a row where I have locks. I'm taking Youngstown State. I got it at 12. It's moved down to 11. I take it you're on Youngstown also.
Oh, I like this play, man. I like,
dude. I mean, with Youngstown, they got a really good defense. They're getting absolutely nothing from the passing attack, but their running back Jaleel McLaughlin. I mean, he just had another 100-yard game. I think he ran for like 160 or so last week, 150 or something.
Getting five.
He's just crushing it.
Getting 5 yards a rush, and they're running him a lot because they can't throw. So,
plus, this is North Dakota's third straight road game. And they got to travel to, you know, outside Cleveland now. Yeah, I mean, North Dakota might win, but you're giving me that many points. I think Youngstown's a play all day.
How about the fact, too, that you get a dome team going outdoors? It's probably going to be cold. Let me just quickly Google.
It is late March now. I don't think it's going to be that cold. What is it going to be? I mean, at the worst, like in the 40s? Hell, it might be in the 60s.
I think you're crazy here, buddy. Oh, I guess it is 60 right now, but what, Saturday? Yeah, you're right. Damn, 71 degrees. That's gonna be nicer than it is here in LA.
Dude, I'm in Raleigh. It's supposed to be 85 here Friday.
Jeez, okay.
Well, it's that global warming.
Yeah. All right. Al Gore invented the internet. All right. Yeah, I'm all over. It is global warming though. Seriously. I'm all over Youngstown though. I just think their defense is improving. I think. Okay. So the weather factor doesn't factor into this, but I just feel, and I understand what about the revenge spot for North Dakota? You think they're just into that?
I just think, you know, getting beat down like that, it kind of took the wind out of their sails. And now another road game, like I said, third straight road game. I don't see how they can, I mean, I still think they'll win. Maybe. I mean, if you want to get crazy, sprinkle a little bit on that money line. But yeah, I like where Youngstown is headed. So I think they'll cover that fairly easily.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Youngstown.
I think it might be like a 3-4 point game.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won outright the way they've been playing better and better. You know what I mean?
That's what I said, man. Sprinkle that money line.
Sprinkle that money line. All right. I want to tell you guys that the college experience is brought to you by BetQL. Looking to get an edge to and make smarter bets during March Madness? Well, guess what? BetQL's algorithm scans thousands of data points across every game to find the best bets. Easily find the most profitable bets based on their top betting trends. Your brackets may bust, but let me tell you, your bankroll doesn't have to. Head to BetQL.com to get started today. Head to the App Store or Google Play Store also to download BetQL. Bet smarter, not harder. Use promo code March30 for 30% off BetQL for 1 year. That's BetQL.com. Promo code March30. Now we shift over to a team that I am very curious to see your take here. The James Madison Dukes traveled to Williamsburg. All right. Where John Smith resided at one point, right? Is that Jamestown or is that Williamsburg? I don't fucking remember. Anyway,
I think it was Jamestown.
Yeah. Close enough. All right.
Well, they still do all that like reenactments and stuff and, you know, at William and Mary. So I get what you're saying. Go ahead.
well, Mike London's William and Mary squad, the Tribe, 14-point dogs at home to a JMU who struggled on offense and they've had COVID problems. I heard Mike Houston say that, you know, we'll be able to play, but we're going to have a depleted roster. Well, guess what? You know what that tells me? That tells me I am all over the Tribe and William and Mary here. Yes, I understand JMU. They made a quarterback change. Cole Johnson wasn't working out. They go with Gage Maloney, and he looked all right when he came back and got that win against Elon. But I just don't trust. I mean, Mike London's squad, William and Mary, they're pretty solid. They were in a couple of those games. I mean,
well, they beat Elon 31-10 and they only lost to Richmond by 7. So yeah,
dude, and you're giving me this many points. This is my lock is because one team's depleted by COVID. We saw this in college basketball with COVID issues here, but William and Mary, this Hollis Mathis kid at quarterback's been good. 31-51. 379 yards, hasn't thrown a turnover, hasn't thrown a pick, so two touchdowns. And then you got a good running back in Malachi Uma. So I'm all over this, man. Like, what, am I missing something here? I understand JMU's got pedigree, but yeah, a depleted roster. This is a lock, man. This is a lock.
Well, this opened up at 15.5. So the early bettors are on. They agree with you. I agree with you. I like it. Anything more than anything 14 and above. Hell, you're probably safe with anything above 10. I'm not locking this though. Maybe just due to James Madison's pedigree. Now they haven't played in a couple of weeks. They're 3-0, but that 3-0 is not pretty. That's for sure. You know, and on one hand, I was like, all right, so they got a couple of weeks. Maybe they can fix some of those problems that were wrong. But with COVID, they probably haven't been able to practice much. So they probably haven't had the opportunity to fix, you know, to get on the same page with the new quarterback. So yeah, I mean, how can you have any confidence laying that many points with JMU right now?
Especially yeah, I'm on. Especially when the coach says Kirk Cignetti, not Mike Houston, I'm sorry. Cignetti said that they're just going to have enough bodies to play the game.
I mean, I think that maybe he's trying to, you know, play coy with William and Mary. I don't know, but I don't see how you can lay the points on that. So yeah, I'm on the home dog.
Okay, so let's hop on over to the next game on the slate here. North Dakota State, are they the best team in the country? Are they rounding into shape? Zeb Nolan played much better in that last performance. They're at the Coyotes.
Did he?
I mean, well, he didn't turn the ball over, at least.
He threw two picks.
Did he? Jesus.
He was 5 of 13 for 127 yards and two interceptions.
How do they win by so much? I thought I was watching
that
game.
They ran for 316 yards.
Okay. I do remember they kept giving it to the fullback and he was breaking off plays, but I don't remember him throwing interceptions. But then again, I was consuming, so maybe my fault.
Dude, with March Madness going on, all the, I mean, I don't blame you. But that's a thing. I mean, they stay even in a 34-13, a 21-point win over a really good North Dakota school. It still, in a way, wasn't that impressive just because they struggled through the air with the quarterback so much again.
Well, Zeb Nolan's pretty sure he went home and he was doing this.
Yeah, he felt like shit afterwards. Everybody booed the shit out of him. But he worked his ass off. And
So that, I'm taking the points here, man. I don't love it. I mean, obviously, they just beat North Dakota by 21. Now they're laying 21 to South Dakota. North Dakota is better than South Dakota. I know that doesn't apply, you know, the law of transitive properties, but I don't know. It's too many points right here. And like I said, you know, that offense was not clicking on all cylinders. Granted, the run game was. Maybe South Dakota can load the box, limit the run a little bit, force Nolan to throw the ball where he struggled. Give me the dog.
I'm taking the points too, but my biggest problem with South Dakota is their offense against that Bison defense.
Yeah,
the defense has played solid, and this offense has been just trash right. for the Coyotes. So
that's why I certainly don't love the play, but I'll take the points.
I'll take 21 with Zeb Nolan throwing. give me the 21 points all day. Let's hop down. This I think might be one of the best games of the day, and I'm very curious where you're going to go here. One of my favorite teams here. Now I know I have a lot. All right, I have Maine, that I've always been a fan of the Black Bear since the days of Mike Buck, and the Delaware Blue Hens. But for, as far as watching and not having any idea coming into the season, I've had a lot of fun watching the VMI Cadets. I mean, I love this team. I love watching this team and VMI, a team that just 4-0. And if you look at these wins, man, they're just finding ways to win that game back to Furman.
They're close wins,
but they're getting it done. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's true, like, that true that
they're finding ways to win games. At what point are you going to, you think you're going to fade them? Now they are laying 4 against Wofford, and Wofford, you know, yeah, not preseason top 25. They're coming off of they've kind of had a tough season so far, losing to Chattanooga and Samford, but they did take care of Mercer 31-14 back on the 20th. Where do you lean here? I mean, VMI has been my darling, so I think though they play close, so you got to take the points, right?
I am taking the points. VMI screwed me a couple of times. I was on Samford last week. I'm a Samford guy. I like that quarterback, Liam Welch. And I thought Samford was going to get that done. VMI came back, won in overtime. I mean, look, VMI, hey, kudos. You're 4-0. I don't think anybody expected that. You have a lot of nice wins on the schedule, but the, of those four wins, two of them are 1 point wins over Furman and Samford. Wofford may be struggling, but they're still a decent team. I think they're at home. I think they can keep it close. If VMI wins, it's only by a field goal. I'm getting 4 points. I'll take those four.
Keep your eye on that quarterback that VMI has. He's been a stud, Reese Yadinsky.
Yep.
I mean, he's thrown for over 1,000 yards, seven touchdowns, and been really impressive. But most of all, has been the defensive line. They've just been killing it. Josh Sarrett got two interceptions leading the way, but I mean, this team has played great defense all year. I know you look and you say, how can they give up 37 points and be a great defense? But besides that, look at some of their other outings. They held Furman, who's preseason top 25, to 13 points and won the game on a strip sack. Furman was driving to win that game and stripped the ball out. They took care of Western Carolina, holding them to 7 points, took care of Mercer, holding them to 14. And Samford's got that air raid offense, so you know.
Which is clicking. That Samford offense is clicking. So, hey, good thing for VMI. They can win both games, high scoring and low scoring. Like you said, they just find a way to get it done.
And here's what I'm thinking here. Wofford's good at Wofford. Give me Wofford I look, as a VMI fan.
I thought you'd be all over VMI.
They're going to win 24-21.
There you go. Right. I could see that.
Wofford gets the cover, but give me Wofford and the 4 points.
I like it.
Now let's hop down to the next game on the sheet here. And by the way, we will have all of these FCS picks, you know, because I'm not covering every game, but I'm covering a big chunk of them. But all of the games will be covered on the spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, where me, NC Nick, Patty C handicap every single game. Let's bounce down to Mercer at Chattanooga. Chattanooga has been a darling of mine from a gambling point of view. I feel like I hit on them every week. Mercer 2-5, considering they played in the fall a little bit, but Mercer coming off a 17 point win against Western Carolina, which was my lock of the week last week. And Chattanooga, who's been a team, like I said, that have just been great for me. They were catching points against Furman, got it done. They took down the Citadel as a dog on the sixth. And I think the opening game of the season against Wofford, I hit on them. So the Mocs treating me well this year. Now they're home against Mercer. This line is Chattanooga -7.5. They seem to win close, much like VMI.
It went up. I got it at -6.5.
I kind of like Mercer here. What do you think?
Well, I was on Chattanooga. I liked it a lot better at 6.5 than 7.5. I mean, Mercer, they're 2-2. They beat two bad teams in Citadel and Western Carolina, but they got blown out versus the two decent teams with Wofford and VMI. So it seems to me like Mercer beats the bad teams and then, you know, gets outclassed by the better teams. I think Chattanooga is a better team. I'm going to go Chattanooga. Like I said, I like it at 6.5 a lot more than 7.5, but I think Chattanooga has the ability to win by about 10 or so. But like I said, I was feeling pretty good at 6.5 because I think they will win by a touchdown at least. 7.5, I don't feel so great about it, but I'm going to go with the Mocs.
I like Mercer here, and with the 7.5, I like the hook. And really, Chattanooga's been great on defense, right? So I think they're going to keep this a low-scoring game. But offensively, Chattanooga's kind of turned the ball over. They got two touchdowns and four interceptions on the season, led by quarterback Drayton Arnold, completing just 46% of his passes, Nick. And two touchdowns to four interceptions are the Mocs. And even running the ball, Terrell Price, their top runner, 53 rushes, 226 yards, getting 4 yards a carry. That's okay. I mean, it's decent. I think Mercer's going to know to channel in on that run game and make them beat you in the air. I will say this though, wide receiver wise, Reginald Henderson, 15 catches, 285 yards. So he gets the rock a lot. Maybe he is the key to victory. And also defensively, man. I mean, this is a team that's really done a great job. They've forced 9 turnovers so far. 9 turnovers. So getting about 2.5 turnovers a game are the Mocs. Keep an eye on them. Give me Mercer to keep look. Cause I mean, you look at the Mocs schedule and they've won close games. That's how they do it. They beat Furman by 2. You know, they beat Citadel by 1. That same Citadel team that
in overtime.
Yeah. So give me Mercer to hang tight and cover this one. But I think the mocks get the win. I'm finally going to go against betting on my mocks. Let's hop on over to the next game here. Southern Illinois against Bobby. Have you been watching this Missouri State team? Bobby Petrino is turning a corner.
They're improving, aren't they?
They are really looking better. I've been impressed with them the past 2 weeks, man. I've really got a chance to tune in. So now Southern Illinois with Stone Labanowitz coming off a royal ass whooping, taking on Missouri State. Missouri State, and really it's been on both sides of the ball. They had a pick six against, was it South Dakota 2 weeks ago? They upset South Dakota. They upset Northern Iowa. And here they are at home against the Salukis. Both, I mean, the Salukis trying to get back on track, but Bobby Petrino, I think, seeing opportunity here to perhaps make a run at this Missouri Valley here, man. They, I mean, look, they I know they lost out the gates, or not out the gates. They actually won out the gates against Western Illinois. Their lone loss is to North Dakota State. They still got Southern Illinois this week. Next week, they're going to get North Dakota, and then they get Youngstown State. So, I mean, if they can win this game here, and they'll find themselves in a situation where if they can win the final two games, now I know North Dakota is a tough task, but they might find themselves in the FCS playoffs.
Well, you know, I think Southern Illinois right now is a better team. I mean, they had three nice wins in a row before losing 44-3 to South Dakota State. But you're right. I mean, Missouri State is definitely finding something. Two nice wins in a row over South Dakota and Northern Iowa. There are no slouches, especially Northern Iowa. So I think Southern Illinois wins this game, but I think the 10 is too many points. Once again, sometimes it pays to get in early. I got it at 10.5. I think it's moved down to 10. Is that what you're showing now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I still like double digits though. I think it's gonna be a close game. It's at Missouri State. You know, obviously I like home dogs. I'll go with Bobby Petrino's boys.
And what's amazing is they've been doing this. Listen to this ratio by their quarterback, Jaden Johnson. So they've started three different quarterbacks. Jaden Johnson's been the guy. 86 of 153, 929 yards. So he's getting 6 yards a throw, but just 56% of, I mean, that's not good. 6 yards a throw is not good. And 56% completion percentage is not good. One touchdown, six interceptions. How the fuck is this team winning?
I don't know. Running and defense.
Yeah. I mean, they keep having, I mean, they've had a slew of, I feel like, pick sixes and stuff. I mean, I don't know. They turn the ball over. They have well, look, seven interceptions.
We've seen a lot
on the season
of average to below average quarterback play in the FCS. And that hasn't always resulted in losses.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
if you got a good defense, you got a good running game, that can take you a long way.
Well, I think the problem,
I think quarterback play is much more important in the NFL or in FBS. I mean, obviously if you have a good quarterback, it helps a lot. That goes without saying. But it's not the end all be all in FCS.
But so Southern Illinois, also a team though that has had quarterback issues with injuries, banged up. They've had a rotating chair essentially of quarterbacks. Keep an eye on cornerback Jeremy Webb for Missouri State. Three picks on the season. Three picks. So if you're Stone Labanowitz, you want to watch out for Jeremy Webb.
Don't go to his side of the field, man.
Do not go to his side of the field. You heard it here first. All right, guys, I want to tell you the college experience is brought to you by Odds Crowd. Yes, hopefully you entered the Odds Crowd contest, March Madness contest. So, I mean, this thing for a chance to win $8,000. If you didn't, it's your loss. But Odds Crowd has plenty of free contests, including a $500 weekly contest and a $2,000 season-long MLB contest. And Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contest, guys. It's a social app built for sports bettors, free to download. You can live group chat other sports bettors. You can track your bets, set up private betting contests with your buddies and much, much more. Download the app for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. All right. Where are we here? This is all on Saturday still. Let's hop on over to Idaho State. The Bengals playing much better ball this year. That's why I put this game on this sheet. Now I know their record might not indicate it, but I've watched a couple of their games. They are more competitive. They're traveling to UC Davis and Dan Hawkins bunch, who's just coming off of a gigantic win. I bet on UC Davis. Fade Cal Poly. That's the one thing I've learned on the FCS really. Rankings. UC Davis dropped 73 points a week ago. here they are taking on Idaho State, but I think it's too many points, man. I am on the Bengals.
I'm with you.
I'm
with you.
Yeah, Idaho State's been, look, they only lost by 4 to Eastern Washington in a game. They, I mean, this was a brutal game. They were up by double digits late and lost that game. They played Weber State tough. I mean, early on, I know Weber State blew the doors off late and ended up winning 49-21. I think it's too many points, though. I think
yeah, they're not going to drop 70 plus again. I'm with the boys from Pocatello. I'm with Patty C and his older brother. I'm with Merrill Hodge. Especially after that big win, you might be thinking that, you know, you might be inflated ego a little bit here. UCD still wins here, but I think Idaho State can do enough offensively to at least keep it relatively close. Cover that points.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing decent football. So I think they're better than their record indicates. So
yeah, and that line is inflated due to that offensive output from the previous week, 70 plus.
Idaho State, their quarterback, former Wyoming starting quarterback Tyler Vanderwall. He's played solid. So
he was a dude that came in after
Chambers went down.
Who?
Chambers.
Okay, I thought he was. I thought he got the start the year after Josh Allen left.
Yeah, and he did. Was, but that's because
and he wasn't good.
Yeah,
but that's at a different level, obviously. And he was much younger in his collegiate career at that point. So yeah, interesting.
He was a freshman then. You give the guy some credit, you bastard, trying to bury him. All right. But you want to keep an eye also on Malachi Rango. Malachi Rango. This guy's a beast. All right.
The great name. Great yeah. name too.
35 for 154, and he's also got a couple catches on the season too. Watch out for Rango; he can run. Yeah, give me the Bengals and the points here. Let's hop on over to the next one, and let's talk. This is actually a dandy of a game. I think this is a slept-on game. Alabama State, the Hornets, fresh off of upsetting Jackson State and Deion Sanders' squad. Hit the road to Pine Bluff, Arkansas to take on Arkansas Pine Bluff, who I felt like has had a great FCS program for 20 years. I feel like, here we are, Nick, what do you think? I mean, we saw Alabama State on a Friday night earlier in the season. They covered for me, I want to say against Southern, but I think Southern got the win. What do you make of this, Hornets team or this game in general?
I like Bama State. You know, I like the fact that they beat Deion Sanders and Jackson State. I like how you mentioned that they were, you know, put something up on the scoreboard. I think that's going to give them a lot of confidence heading into this game. I think they could win this. I'm all over Alabama State.
And that seems like that. Remember that we watched the first game of the season for Alabama State against Southern, and their quarterback was a freshman, Ryan Nettles. And he was the first play of the game. He threw a pick six, right? And then he fumbled after that or threw a pick after that. But he's settled down some. He's 43 of 69, completing 62% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Now, he still only averages 5 yards of completion. He's a freshman. It's almost like we talked about with Vanderwall. So, but the running back, Ezra Gray, this kid's a stud. 37 for 268, 7 yards a rush, and 3 scores. Get him the ball. And I like this Alabama State defense. They played good ball all around. Now, As I hinted, you said you're going with Alabama State here. Minus 3.
I am. I'll lay the 3.
Because Arkansas Pine Bluff, they've kept a good team for quite a while now. I feel like, what's your logic there? Just to run heavy, the Alabama State, the tough physical team.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like what I saw against Jackson State. You know, Jackson State was about a touchdown favorite in that, right?
Well, one of my locks last week was the Arkansas Same. Pine Bluff taking down Grambling.
Yeah, well, hey, good call. But yeah, I like what I saw from Alabama State last week, and like I said, I think that kind of win kind of is that confidence builder that you need. You mentioned the freshman quarterback; he's getting better and better with each game. I think it's a program on the rise here, and I think they take care of business.
Finally, we disagree, I think, right? I am on, we disagreed on Mercer. So
yeah, we had a couple of them there.
I'm on the Golden Lions here, right? I think they get it done. They're catching points. They got a stud quarterback in Skylar Perry, and he is the difference. He is a much better. He's the best quarterback in this game. 40 of 67, 569 yards, 60% completion percentage, 8.5 yards of completion, 6 touchdowns, just 1 pick. And he's also the team's leading rusher. True.
But do you want to bet on Skylar?
That's a good point. That is a very good point. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I got to. All right. I guess I got to. And they're the Golden Lions. You got to love that when they're golden, you know?
I think all lions are kind of golden in color, right?
Yeah, sounds accurate.
It's kind of redundant.
Well, how come the Detroit Lions are blue then, huh? Blue and silver, huh?
I don't know, but in Africa, in nature, a lion is golden in color. Have you ever seen a lion not golden?
Nope, that would not be true. What about Penn State Nittany Lions though? What's all these blue lions going on?
A Nittany Lion is that's a different breed. That's almost like a mountain lion.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so I'm thinking a real lion, you know, in Africa, they're always golden. So I think it's kind of redundant to be the Golden Lions.
Well, look, regardless of what you say, Southern beat Alabama State by 3, right? Well, guess what? Arkansas Pine Bluff beat Southern by 3.
I told you before, the law of transitive properties does not apply in football.
Well, it will here. They're in first place in the SWAC. Golden Lions get it done. I'm excited to watch that one. Let's hop down to Austin Peay, Jacksonville State Sunday. Austin Peay broke my heart a couple times this year. Jacksonville State, -10.5. Whew, where are you going on this, man? You like
Jacksonville State are my boys, dude. I think I've locked them up the last couple of weeks, laying points both times. What do they say? A good team wins but doesn't cover. A great team wins and covers. I think this Jacksonville State might have an era of greatness about them, and I think they're going to cover this again. So I'm going to lock it up also. I'll lay the 10.5. I don't care about the hook. Jacksonville State is getting it done. They treated me well in basketball. They're treating me well in football. Hell, I might go get my doctorate there.
Well, look, they I'm with you on this one because they want revenge too. Austin Peay last year beat them, or I should say 2019, obviously with the COVID effect, beat them 52-33. I don't think they've forgotten that. And Austin Peay switching coaches a couple times since then and quarterbacks. They're in a little bit of a rut here. I think Jacksonville State rolls, lay the 10.5. Let's get to this one. The Lumberjackers. At Weber State, 22.5 points. Weber State. I mean, are we just gonna just lay the points here? I think you gotta take the points, right?
This one's tough. I mean, what did you say the line was?
22.5. This is a Saturday. Okay.
So it hasn't moved because that's where it opened up as. I mean, Northern Arizona's 1-1. They did lose by 32 to Eastern Washington, but they beat Southern Utah 34-33 in their first game. Another, you know, Utah school like Weber State. I was torn on this one. What do you think? You can go on Weber.
I think gun to your head, you just take the points and hope. Yeah. That the clock, last time they played October 19th, 2019, Weber State did win by 23, but yeah. I think, you know, take the points. It's a big number.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, before we even started touching on individual games, when in doubt in FCS, take the points.
Yeah. Okay. Sunday, 9 a.m. on Sunday, March 28th, Duquesne at Wagner. Don't look now, but the Dukes are 3-0 and playing great ball in the NEC. Duquesne at Bryant. I mean, Bryant, 2-1 in the NEC. So something's got to give here, right? I mean, both teams playing good ball. Duquesne has been a little darling out there in Pittsburgh. -10 points. I mean, what do you think of this Dukes team?
I'm laying the 10, man. I like Duquesne. They've done me right the first couple of weeks here. They seem to be on a roll here. That offense is cranking. I like Duquesne.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a chance to watch them a couple of times, and the defense playing good ball too, man. So give me the Dukes -10 points against Bryant. What else? I think I have one more game on the slate. Eastern Illinois, Tony Romo's alma mater at Murray State. Did you know Murray State? They're kind of like VMI, under the radar. This is another Sunday afternoon game. Murray State's 4-0. The Racers they were one of my locks last week. Took care of business against Tennessee State, 35-13. I think this line is too small. -11. I've watched Eastern Illinois. They're not good.
Yeah, you know, I thought Eastern Illinois after the first week or two, I thought they might be one of the worst teams in FCS. To their credit, they played a little bit better. They got a win last week, but I think Murray State outclasses them. I agree with you. I don't love this being 11 points, but I'm going to go ahead and lay that and go with the Racers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like it.
I think they win by two touchdowns.
I think that's going to be a lock of mine.
Okay.
Love the way the Racers are playing. So, look, I know we didn't prep for this one, but just off the whim here, Elon at Richmond minus 11. We got to like Richmond there, right?
I'm on Richmond. Definitely. Yeah. Richmond's rolling here now. First week against William and Mary, only won by seven. They've played better since then. And I think Elon's kind of overrated. Yeah, I like Richmond there. Give me the Spiders.
I am with you. And then Southern Utah at Idaho in Moscow, in the dome, Idaho laying 11. I'm on the Vandals there. I think we lay points with a couple of these games.
This is where is this one here?
In Moscow.
What's the
in Moscow?
Yeah, I got you. I'm trying to pull it up here. I made my picks earlier.
Fire it up, the fans are saying.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. It's not a game that I love. It was, I was kind of waffling back and forth, but I'll lay those points too.
All right. You heard that here first. Okay. Before I pick our top game, I want to tell the folks that the College Experience is brought to you by PicksWise, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring, sports fanatic, wise guys, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction on every game, every day, and every sport, all for free. PicksWise presents the Capper Contest to follow the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and six other experts, all competing for $10,000. Winner takes all prize. I mean, that's going to be fun. Follow the action for their free picks and analysis every day of the big dance by visiting PicksWise.com/March Madness. That's PicksWise.com/March Madness. I also want to tell you that the College Experience is brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. Yes, BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag DDens only care about, sports betting, baby. We're giving out free daily video picks over on our Better Than Vegas profile page. Better Than Vegas is always running a ton of free contests as well. They got a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out. Make sure to subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge allows you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. Since you're buying positions from other sports bettors, there is no house. Legal in more than 40 states, post the plays you like and have someone at Better Edge Marketplace take the other side. They have a ton of other fun against the spread picking contest, all this type of stuff over there. Sign up today at betteredge.com. Use the promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. Okay. Now look, early in the episode, I mentioned WinBet, and this is our WinBet special here. Nick, what is your top FCS play here?
All right. Well, if I can summarize right now, I have four locks. It's Thursday. Maybe I add one or two more to that. We'll see. But so my four locks, before I mention my favorite one, once again, Incarnate Word +6.5 against Nichols. Jacksonville State -10.5 against Austin Peay. Youngstown State +12 against North Dakota, and Delaware -9.5 against Rhode Island. I'll go with Delaware. I told you this year is Delaware's year. The state of Delaware is crushing it this year. I'm going my Blue Hens. I think they roll all over Rhode Island. Rhode Island, you're 2-0. You had two wins in overtime. Your luck comes to an end here. You get beat, and you get beat bad.
I like it. My Blue Hens, contenders. Look, there's one off the radar. I know I'm going to give you two here just because I was just looking, and I know Northern Iowa's got some quarterback issues, but they're only laying 4.5 at Western Illinois against the Leathernecks. I think Northern Iowa rolls there. I know that's not the play I'm going to say.
I got Northern Iowa at 3.5 early today, and obviously it's already moved up because the early money is on Northern Iowa. Come on, man. Western Illinois is awful.
Yeah. And I love the Leathernecks name and everything, but I think you got to take Northern Iowa there. But my play though, for this win bet thing, I'm not gonna try to overthink it here. All right, I think it's just simple, right in front of my face. Since Nick took my Delaware pick, I want to be different. I want to be different here. All right. Like so many millennials, we want to be different, Nick. I'm going to just say, don't overthink this one. Just go with the points. William and Mary plus 14. JMU doesn't have enough offense. I have watched them. JMU's offense has been shit all year. And you're telling me half the roster's out?
What would Patty C say if he was on this pod right now?
Well, he'd probably say, Colby, you know, you're going to end up feeling a lot like this.
Yeah. He felt like shit afterwards.
I thought you were going to cue Lou Holtz.
I was trying to, dude, but this, I got to be honest. Here we go.
Well, I don't get Rain Man Cole, but.
as this soundboard keeps growing, I need to like find a way to categorize it because
can you label them? I haven't seen it. Is there like
no? It's labeled, but there's so many of them now that you have to like scroll up and down. I'm really going crazy with this fucking thing. having a ton of fun. What else do we want to touch on? Those were our best plays. I think you just take the 14 though, dude. I really think their offense hasn't been good all year, man.
You're probably right. For some reason, I'm still skeptical in that game, but it's probably just due to JMU's pedigree, which obviously means nothing in this game. So you're probably right there.
Look, against Robert Moore, I mean, yes, they blew out Morehead State, but a bunch of teams have beaten Morehead State. Against Robert Morris, they end up, you know, they don't cover, but they score 36, but they were losing at halftime to Robert Morris. Elon, they needed a block punt to get this. To win 20-17. I just think they've been depleted by COVID, probably haven't been able to practice much. And I think William and Mary is just primed for this spot. I think William and Mary looked all right the times I've seen them. I understand JMU won by 28 when they played 2 weeks ago or something. But so I'm going to give you here's a parlay option for you. Go William and Mary. Go Delaware. Go Northern Iowa. And should we get crazy and throw a fourth team in there? What was the other play that I liked a lot?
Hey, you threw in two of yours. I only have one. So let me throw in another one of mine. Okay. And how about that Youngstown State plus 12?
I like it.
Plus 11, I guess it is now.
I like it, man. I think Youngstown State playing much better ball.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Let's get weird.
Oh, did we cover Samford at Citadel?
What are we doing there? Didn't.
I meant to make a note of that. I missed that one. Samford, though, your Samford
team.
You're
hating on my boys. You're hating on the air raid and my man Liam Welch throwing for 570 yards and four touchdowns against your key debts from VMI.
Couldn't get the W. Loss. Couldn't get the W, though.
In the loss. I think they cruise over Citadel. That offense, man. It's like Mike Leach is head coach and everything's kind of coming together now. Took him a little while. It's rolling here.
I'll
lead the 10.5.
I'm with you. Does it concern you though, that they are an air raid team and going up against a triple option offense? So, I mean, air raid, you practice against the air raid going up against triple option bleeds the clock. Any chance the Citadel covers that 10.5?
Citadel's not very good.
They're not very good.
Yeah, you know, they're 0-4 here. They even lost to Western Carolina.
Yeah. Stump Mitchell's not walking through that door.
exactly. No, I think Samford rolls here.
Yeah, all these games, guys. A great slate of games going on Saturday and Sunday. Make sure you tune in. I mean, obviously we got March Madness. There's enough TVs out there. Right? It's 2021. You can figure it out. All right. If you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing this thing for 4 years. Me, Patty, CNC, Nick, over 500 each and every year in each sport. So also as a collective, yes, we're over 500. But also our locks way over 500. We published them all at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So like I said, we didn't cover all these games. There's more FCS games out there. They are on the spreadsheet. Over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, our picks. So make sure you check them out. Way over 500 on our locks. It's just free money we're giving you. So make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend. And if you can, because we don't charge for picks, we won't charge for picks. If you can, get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. Sponsors have told us how important that is. So please, I can't emphasize this enough. Even if you've given a one before, give another, man. It takes 5 minutes out of your day. Come on now. You're helping us. And if you do take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter and I will enter you, or basically gives you a brand new free College Experience t-shirt. How about that? At the Colby D, give me a follow as well. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. Give us all a follow and make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast at the SGP Network on Twitter as well. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, where we talk about all these FCS games and all these March Madness action. All right, so check it out. All right, this is the College Experience Week 7 FCS Picks in Preview Style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.